You're listening to WNCW, where we now present this week's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. Joining me this week from the Asheville Citizen Times, the opinions editor and columnist, Casey Blake. Casey, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Paul. Great to talk with you.
We want to, of course, take time to review some of the recent items reported by the journalist at the Citizen Times about news in and around Asheville. Casey, let's start with the story that was headlined, "Should City Workers Get a $15 Minimum Wage? City Officials Proposing a $1.9 million Pay Increase for Municipal Workers." Tell us more.
So this is a really interesting one. This was sparked by a proposal from, the relatively new city manager, Deborah Campbell, essentially proposing a 2.5% across-the-board raise for city workers, which would come out to about a $190 million budget. So the contention here is I think the two sort of major players or vocal ones are council members Vijay Kapoor and Keith Young, essentially debating whether these across-the-board raises make sense, whether a $15 minimum wage to bump up, the lowest paid workers in the city makes sense. And this actually ended up being a pretty contentious debate. I spoke with our reporter Joel Burgess after it and sounded like it was a pretty heated discussion. A lot of questions around how to balance the budget and how to get good people to come work for the city and stay.
While every one of these workers' roles are important, no matter what that might be, I did realize that the article focused on, in particular, it was brought up firefighters.
So many of the sub-$15 employees, so the folks who would be most impacted by that lower wage bump are fire department employees, which I think would surprise a lot of folks. That's an area where turnover certainly exists. There are long shifts away from home. They're working overnight. Firefighters can log work weeks of 112 hours. So yeah, it's an important area. I think the pay for a trainee was around $34,000 to $35,000. So bringing that up to $15 an hour, just to put it in perspective, would mean paying them $43,000 a year plus. So it's a significant difference.
Now, is this something that city officials hope to have wrapped up before they would enter a new year, which I'm assuming would be on July 1st?
Yes, that new fiscal year is right around the corner. So I'd imagine, there is some urgency to find some resolution on this. So I think council members will have to kind of put their heads together and find some compromise.
Let's move on to story number two from the Asheville Citizen Times and talk about this Asheville brewery that wants to restore a historical building.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. So this is on 63 North Lexington, which a lot of folks are familiar with. And I loved writer Mackenzie Lunsford's line in here about every single day they see people pulling on the doors or taking pictures in front of it. So it's obviously a high traffic area. And Vince Tersey, who is the co-founder of this company called Dissolver, it's got something of a funny spelling, want to fix it up. Tersey's background is in Burial Beer Company, which is incredibly popular here in the area. So it seems like they've got, a good foundation to fix it up and keep it with that rustic industrial feel and make it a destination.
What would be some more things about the significance of that particular building?
Well, it's a really significant space. I mean, they're talking about a 1,000-square-foot barrel cellar for aging and packaging, not just a few barrels for show like a lot of breweries in town. So I think it would be a significant space and a big square footage to contend with.
It's Casey Blake, a familiar voice on More to the Story from time to time. She represents the Asheville Citizen Times on WNCW's More to the Story. Something that happened this past Monday to begin this week, there was an armed robbery that took place in Hendersonville, and then the pursuit actually ended up in Buncombe County. Everything, though, did end on a good note, did it not?
Yes. Gosh, anytime a chase is involved, that gets a little scary, right? I mean, I think folks don't like to see those. I believe there were about a dozen police vehicles that ended up on scene, and the suspect eventually, I think, ditched the vehicle, ran on foot, and was later captured. So no injuries is always good when something that serious is happening.
Yeah, I believe you guys had reported that it was a Verizon store that had been hit in Hendersonville. Suspects flee into Buncombe County, and thank goodness police were able to get them to come to a halt. Now we want to talk in concluding today about what is expected to be some very warm weather. Now, like today, we've got a nice day out there. The humidity's not too awful bad, but that is supposedly going to change, especially headed to the weekend. And I know you guys have got a headline out there right now. Memorial Day heat could break 129-year record.
It's wild. I know it seems like if it's not floods breaking records these days, it's the heat. So we're kind of flipping it around. Yeah, so it's going to be a hot one. I think the record to break was 93, it sounds like, in 1890. And it's projected to be, you know, pushing 90 degrees on Memorial Day, which is a little early for us mountain folks. I will be in the air-conditioned comfort of our offices. I'll be working that weekend, but we'll be keeping an eye out and hoping folks lather up with sunscreen, don't get too hot, and I would imagine it's going to be like bumper cars on the French Broad River that weekend.
Read the full details on this story, everyone, by visiting the Asheville Citizen Times online. Casey, we do hope that the air conditioning is up to standard as you work in the office this coming Memorial Day weekend.
Back at you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Take a moment to remind us how our listeners out there can follow you and the Citizen Times online so they can keep up with what's happening in and around Asheville.
Yeah, so citizentimes.com is always the first place you can see whatever we've got. Our Twitter handle is @Asheville. Mine is KCBlakeACT, but that website, citizentimes.com, and our free app are the best ways to keep up with us and see what we've got quickly.
Fantastic. She's the opinions editor and columnist for the Asheville Citizen Times. Casey Blake on More to the Story. Hope you have a good rest of the day.
You too. Thanks, Paul.
Make sure to check out our podcast for More to the Story online at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.